Chew my hair, yummy hair.
Do you know what a Reliant Robin is?
What's that?
It's a three-wheeled car.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what you were named after.
Why?
Because you were born in one.
What? I thought I was named after the bird Robin.
Do you like the bird Robin?
Suck on that. No, yeah, I do.
You do.
Robin Red Bless. Can I finish?
Welcome to Can I Finish, the podcast hosted by Finland's answer to Sandy Toksvig and Noel Fielding, Travis and Inka, of course. Which one is the goth with the fringe? I'll never tell. Welcome, Inka, to episode 8.
Here we are.
Did you ever think that we'd get this far?
Absolutely not.
Before we get to anything, the topic this week, anything at all, I want to tell you, Inka, we have had the greatest email correspondence of all time.
Yes.
I'm going to read a little bit to you now. If you want to send an email, you can do. It's caniffinish@gmail.com, just like Jack Pike did. So Jack says, hello, Travis and Inka. Moi to you, Jack. He says, I have reached an age, 35, where I've started sentimentally reminiscing about the past. Oh. As if I'm on my deathbed. Brackets, luckily I'm not. Thank you for that. That clearing up there, I was a little bit worried what the end of this email might say.
I'm worried. I'm 35 in a month.
I used to have a Finnish girlfriend I met at university in York and spent the summer of 2010 travelling around Finland.
Oh.
I probably never would have visited Suomi if it wasn't for her, but I fell completely in love with the country and its people. I spent my time relaxing on boats, seeing two bears.
Good for you.
I've not even seen one since I've been here, so that's brilliant. Swimming in lakes, eating barbecue, getting drunk and hanging out with the funniest, craziest people. A few of whom Inka really reminds me of.
Aw, that's a compliment. I like it.
Big compliment. And listening to this podcast, Can I Finish, has been like a warm bath of nostalgia. That's lovely. Thank you, Jack. Jack says, I am eagerly awaiting mentions of other things I remember. Hessburger. The delicious soft bread with bits of shredded carrot in it. Hessburger. I don't think I've had carrot in the burger.
No, me neither. That would be... Hessburger has these, seasonal treats.
Ah, right.
Just for a while, and then they go away. I never heard about shredded carrot. That's my Sean Connery impression. But I assume there was one.
Yeah, it was like a seasonal one. That makes sense.
Probably.
The one thing about Hessburger for me is the fact that there's mayo on the burger. What the hell is that about?
All the good burgers have mayo in it. What the hell?
Inka.
What?
Shut your mouth. What are you talking about?
Of course there should be a mayo in burgers.
Why? No, you've got the... Here's your sauces that you should... are acceptable on burgers.
Okay, are you... When you go to McDonald's,
yeah,
are you ordering a kid's meal? Because they don't have mayo. Everything else has mayo in it.
No, it doesn't have mayo in it.
It does!
It has ketchup and mustard.
Big Mac has sauce.
Not, yeah, but that's not mayonnaise.
It's mayo-based, come on.
Is it egg? It's not. It's a special sauce, and they won't reveal the the recipe no matter how many times I ask. But it's definitely not mayo-based. Mayo shouldn't be on burgers. You're allowed ketchup, you're allowed mustard, which I've only just come around to. I didn't used to like that. And barbecue sauce. Those are your three sauces.
Ew, barbecue sauce, no.
Made on a bloody barbecue.
There is only one place where you can use barbecue sauce, and it's stuff that you barbie on a grill. On a cottage. There you can use barbecue sauce.
That is a ridiculous statement. Do you know what I like? Barbecue-based pizzas.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Okay, that mayo thing, I want to play the song.
Okay, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so last week, Inka decided to drop some heavenly vocals, and here they are.
Travis is a baby mouth. A baby mouth.
Please.
Travis is a baby mouth. a baby mouth. Now, I have decided to spend my time very wisely, and I have produced a remix to that song.
I haven't heard this.
Get ready for the Travis is a baby mouth. Can I finish remix?
Travis is a baby mouth. Travis is a baby mouth. A baby mouth.
What do you think?
That's so stupid.
Stupid. I spent so long tinkering with your vocals and I was like adding echo and like, oh, honestly.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
Should we release this as a like a Spotify single?
Yeah. If you'd like us to release it, we're going to do it. If you want it as your ringtone, you can pay a nominal fee to get this as your ringtone. Just one more time because of the amount of time I spent on it.
Of course.
Travis is a baby mouth. Travis is a baby mouth. A baby mouth.
Oh, God. When my mum was like, you're going to uni to do what? Radio? Well, like sounds and stuff. There you go, mum. That's 20-odd grand well spent.
Mm-hmm. It was another phase, mum. Yeah. It's a career.
I promise it's definitely a career. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, mayo at Hesburger means Travis is a baby mouth. Also, Jack says, the fact you can take empty cans back to the supermarket and get money for them. Now, let me tell you, this is my... easily one of my favourite things about Finland.
Mm-hmm.
I am obsessed with collecting cans. And
really?
Like, not out on the street, but, like, collecting my own cans.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favourite things is whenever we have a party and people, they come, they bring their own beer, and then they leave their cans, and I'm going, ooh, that's 20 cents a can. I'm going to be rich beyond my wildest dreams. And I collect them all in that little cupboard in there, and then I take them all down to Lidl with two bags full of cans, and, oh, it gives me such happiness to put them through the machine, get my little ticket, take it to the till, and she gives me my change, and then I put it in a little pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep saving it up because it's almost like you're being paid to drink.
Exactly. Yeah.
When I went yesterday, I had about €8.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really good. So I don't have a problem, by the way.
Right. Like this... is it good? It's probably not.
Quite a lot of soft drinks and stuff in there as well.
All right.
But actually, I've started putting it towards the shopping because the cost of living crisis is really, really happening. It's just a fun activity.
Yeah.
It's really good. I'm a big fan of recycling.
I'm glad you have hobbies here.
It's that and editing your vocals into a silly little pop song. Jack also says, another thing about Finland, how you go to the sauna for the first time with your girlfriend's father for a beer and you aren't pre-warned that you're about to see his penis.
That's a little nice treat.
It's such a treat. How do you broach that?
You don't.
Yeah.
Just go.
Just let it be a surprise.
Yeah, and don't look.
Yeah, I think that's
or stare.
Yeah. Quick look, don't stare.
Yeah.
Don't exactly. Make a scene.
Yeah, don't make it so obvious, maybe. But I think it's also okay if people want to wear swimsuits in saunas. I think you should be just comfortable going to the sauna. It's about the sauna, not about being nude.
Yeah. I think from a British perspective, it seems so alien. Like,
right.
All Brits would be, like, petrified almost to, like, it just doesn't feel very natural. But I think having sort of read about it and been here nearly a year now,
mm-hmm.
I think it's because Finns know the difference between nudity and sexuality.
Yeah.
And... I think
Brits don't.
Well, I just don't. I don't think it's a sort of natural thing that's in our culture.
Oh, interesting.
It's a bit like how there's still a big kickoff about women breastfeeding. Like,
oh, that's
stupid.
That's so stupid.
It's stupid and it's childish and like.
But there's sometimes discussion about that here as well. Because obviously people who breastfeed don't want to cover up all the time.
Mm.
It's inconvenient sometimes, or they don't want to like breastfeed in accessible toilets or stuff like that. I've heard that sometimes people like ogle if you take your tits out in public.
Weird.
I think so too. In the concept of babies, like eating.
Yeah.
You just should let people
let
be
people
alone.
Live.
Let people live. And in other situations as well, I think if random dudes can walk shirtless in streets, I should be able to do that too and not be sexually harassed.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. So, about this nudity thing.
Yes.
So, at your home, when you were a kid,
yeah,
no one was like on Sunday morning randomly walking around naked?
Absolutely not.
Huh.
I remember the first time I saw my dad's penis. I vividly remember it.
Because you were an adult or something?
No, I think I went into the bathroom when he was having a shower or something like that.
Right.
And being like, oh my God. I'm not going to describe it.
But I'm not waiting for that.
I thought you left a gap like you wanted me to tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
I'm waiting for you like talking about your trauma.
Oh, right. I see.
But they have nudists in UK, right?
Yeah, but I can't say I've ever seen one. They sometimes have like a nude bike race, and I think that's
funny.
Yeah, that's like the closest thing you can, and everyone just sort of stands and is like, wow, look at all those.
Should nude bike racers have something like to protect their genitalia when they ride a bike?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because it sounds like there could be a rash or something after the race.
Yeah, well, it depends where you're sat on the seat. You're open to the elements, aren't you?
Wind, I'm intrigued. Bugs. I think that we can't never have a guest on this show. how do you feel about that?
I mean, I think it's safe to assume I don't think we ever will.
We probably won't.
I think we have alienated members of even our listeners.
Absolutely.
From our own families. Mm-hmm. Why it shouldn't be anyone other than us at this point. but hey, who knows? Maybe something mad will happen and maybe we'll have a guest one
day. Moving on, what else did Jack say? Is there something you want to talk about?
He sent us so much wonderful correspondence. Yes. I just want to finish on... So Jack's been waiting for other mentions of things that he loves and remembers, including the Hesburger and whatever we just talked about.
Yeah.
But he's brought something to my attention. Heavysaurus.
Oh, yeah.
So Jack says, I was lucky enough to stumble across Heavysaurus performing a free open-air show in Kuopio whilst incredibly hungover. Despite the fact I looked like a freak being completely surrounded by children, I would not drag myself away. In fact, being partial to a bit of heavy and hard rock, I sincerely loved it, and I was utterly delighted to see toddlers losing their shit and headbanging.
Yeah.
Inca was right, by the way, Travis. Lordi aren't really heavy. In fact, parts of Heavysaurus' debut record, a band aimed at children, an album I've listened to far too many times, are objectively heavier.
Yeah,
it wow. is. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he has attached one of their songs. So we're going to have a little listen now. And this is completely new to me. I've not listened to this previously.
Can I please describe to listeners that Heavysaurus is a band where they dress up like these dinosaur costumes.
I didn't know that.
Dinosaur costumes, but the dinosaurs are also dressed as like heavy metal people, like a heavy band. They look amazing.
I'm incredibly excited for this.
Yeah.
And also, if you're listening to this just or audio, check Can I Finish on Instagram, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be posting something to do with Heavysaurus. What? That is a dinosaur. Oh my word. It's a dinosaur with full wig.
Yeah. Like metal clam look.
This is genuine. This is brilliant.
Kids love this.
And this is a band for children.
Yeah.
Jack, thank you for bringing this to my attention. It is again another reason why I'm completely in love with this daft, silly old country. Thank you, Jack. If you want to send an email with some correspondence, if you visited Finland and there's things that you think we've missed, caninfinish@gmail.com. Now.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Shall we talk about what we're here to talk about?
Yes. Now, we will talk about school.
Talk about school. Jack sent me to school. He's given me some real good knowledge that I didn't know beforehand. So it's time for us to dig in.
Yeah, to the education.
This is something I've really struggled with since I've been here. Mm-hmm. Whenever I talk to a Finn about the school system or like, oh, what year you did things in school, like the mm-hmm. Finnish and UK system are really different. So I'm really hoping you can break this down for me, Inka. Teach me, Inka.
Well, the school is never out for me because I am a teacher.
Yes. And actually, last week's show, when you were teaching me all about Into the Wild, that was the most teachery you've ever been to me. I felt like you genuinely bestowed a lot of knowledge in me.
Great. I got the stats wrong, by the way.
Oh, God. Inka, I'm just picking you up. Okay, what did you get wrong? Let's we'll do a correction here.
The percentage of forests in Finland is closer to 75 something, not 85.
Okay, well that's something.
Because there's also these barren lands that nothing grows on. Kouvola. So I do mistakes. But it's okay. You can send me angry messages about that thing. But okay. So yeah, I'm actually a home economics teacher. Uh-huh. So I teach cooking and cleaning and how to take care of your house.
So when the students, the adults who take part in your classes, do they get a qualification?
No. Right. This is primary education.
I see. Okay.
This is, or when I teach cooking classes to adults, it's a hobby.
Right, okay.
So I don't teach anyone's like profession.
I got like you.
No one is cleaner or a cook after my classes.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. I think I'd love you to break down the sort of stages of schooling for me.
Right.
And like what age and stuff, because I think that you lot start a lot later, right?
Yeah, because it's so weird that you start when you're like 3 and it's mandatory. Yeah. Well, anyway, so Finnish education system steps. There's early childhood education, aka daycare, but there's a curriculum. Thank you. And there's kindergarten teachers, and it's not compulsory. Then after the early childhood education, there's pre-primary education that you can go for 1 year when you're like 5 to 6 years old, but it's also not compulsory.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's comprehensive school education, primary and lower secondary education, which starts from classes 1 to 6. And you start your first class when you're 6 to 7 years old.
Right, okay.
And then your class is up to sixth class. And then there's this lower secondary education, which means classes from 7 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in your teens there. And then there's upper secondary school, which is like sort of high school, lukio. At the end of the general upper secondary school, students take a national school leaving exam, and then you can apply to higher education, universities, etc.
Right, okay.
Or you don't have to go to upper secondary school. You can go to vocational education and training, which means you study a profession.
Mm-hmm.
And or you can do both. There are schools that do like both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Or there was an option that you can do neither and drop out of school when you're 16.
Mm-hmm.
But a school became mandatory till kids are 18. So you have to study something.
I think it's just in the last few years.
Yes.
Changed that in the UK as well.
All right.
So it was pretty much the same in the UK. You could leave at 16 or you could go to college or sixth form. Which you'd then go to university after that. So college and sixth form was like 16 and 17, and then 18 you'd go to university.
Right.
So the UK is years 1 to 6 is like what we would call primary school,
mm-hmm.
And that is between the ages of 5 and 11. Before that, you've got reception,
What's which, that?
Like, you're like three or four. And it's sort of like, it's more, you learn to count and you learn the alphabet.
At 3 and 4?
Yeah.
Is and it mandatory?
I don't know whether it's mandatory or not, but I think it is. I'm pretty sure. Because I did work experience in a primary school and I worked in the reception class. And the kids were sort of like, it was mainly sort of play based,
of course.
But there was elements of like trying to teach them things. But they had the best imagination at that age. Yeah. I remember there was this kid who they would go, "Okay, right, it's time to go on the carpet for story time. Everyone's going to take a book and read." And I remember vividly this kid picking out this book, going sitting next to his mate, and he was like, "I'll read to you." And he opens this book.
Yeah,
he went, "Welcome to the Monster Game." And then he started like reading and he was telling this story. He obviously couldn't read. He was like, "Let's just think of the coolest thing that I can think of. Monsters, games. Great." "Listen here, friend. Welcome to the Monster Game." And then he just read to his friend and I just sat there listening and I was like, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. So years 1 to 6, pupils between 5 and 11. You then jump from there to secondary school. So that is a separate school that you go to at the age of 11. And you have years 7 to 11 there. So then you're between the sort of like 12 and 16. So you have junior school, you then have secondary school.
Right.
And then the secondary school ends at 16, at which point you can then go to sixth form or a college. So a sixth form is more like academic.
Right.
So you do your A-levels. So I did 1 year of that. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to do two, but I got kicked out.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a story I would like to hear.
Well, maybe I'll tell you after the break. no, but yeah, so you could go to college, sixth form. So college is more like your vocational stuff. You learn to be an electrician,
right.
A joiner, a builder, whatever. Yeah. You do like a manual trade.
In America, they call it a community college, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of what the vocational version you had. Mm-hmm. That's sort of what you do there. Sixth form is more, like science, maths, English, whatever. And then at 18, then you go off to university if you want. So education is compulsory until 18, but schooling is only compulsory to 16. So you then just go and do something else between the ages of 16 to 18. So I think some people still drop out. But when I was a kid, at 16, you could be out the door into work.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of my classmates did that, I think.
Yeah.
My school path was weird because first I, of course, did hold the mandatory thing. Then I went to upper secondary school, to art school.
Mm.
Then I applied to all these art universities, didn't get to anything. Had this, we call it välivuosi, year that you just work and don't do anything else. Drink wine and work.
Yep.
I had that.
In the UK, we call that a gap year.
Gap year, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. And then I went to the vocational education to become a cook.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had another gap year. And then I went to university.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Worked out.
It worked out.
You're here now.
Yeah, I'm here now. And every gap year and actually when I was in university and in that vocational education, I applied to these art schools and other schools. And I had several different career plans and like life choices that didn't work out.
What was the first job you ever wanted to do or the first career you ever wanted to have?
Actor.
Actor?
As a child.
Very similar.
Or pilot.
Mm.
I wanted to be a pilot or an actor.
Nice. Yeah. I wanted to be a car.
Oh yeah, we go that far. I said to my dad that I want to be a Donald Duck.
That was brilliant. If only I could make that dream come true for you.
Yeah. And you also. Yeah. I like a transformer type of thing, or
yeah, I vividly remember drawing a picture of myself. It was like in very early school. They're like, okay, so draw what job you want, and I drew a car, and like the teacher was like, oh, do you mean you want to drive a car? I'm like, no, I want to be it. And they're like, all right, this one, let's put him to the back of the class. But then I also wanted to be an actor, and yeah. I think for a while I wanted to be a policeman, but I grew out of that.
Abolish that dream.
All cops are babies.
Baby mouths.
Let's take a break, drop our pens and notepads, and go for playtime. Maybe smoke ciggies near the back shop, like we did at break time during school.
Amazing.
I've got some gossip, Inca, about the coolest kid in this school. She's called Robin.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Everyone's heard of her. She's recently been on holiday, and word is she's been telling people around the pool how famous she is back home. She allegedly said this while sipping on a mocktail. That is how a 9-year-old is supposed to live.
I envy her and fear her at the same time.
And that's what she wants.
Yes.
Right, make sure you're on time coming back from break. Robin, what have you got for us?
When did you get your first iPhone?
A year ago. So it was actually my mum's old phone.
Mm.
It don't really work. The camera don't work on it.
What do you use it for?
Texting, really.
Texting? Who are you texting?
My friends, my family.
You told me that one of your friends was sending you some Riz earlier.
Yeah. Does everyone know what Riz is? Then we can get into the actual story.
Maybe you should explain Riz, because there's some people in our audience who are a little bit older than you and I. So explain in simple terms what Riz is, Robin.
So I would say Riz is, it's kind of this creepy thing what people say nowadays. If you've got like TikTok, YouTube, so you would say something like really cringy, trying to like trying to make them fall in love with you, but in a weird way now. So you'd go say something like, "What's your favourite planet? Mine's Uranus." Anyone got that? If you didn't get that, I don't want to have to explain that one to you.
No.
Mine's Uranus. This might not be appropriate, but you'll like the Riz. Flip this coin, Mama's got a 50-50 chance of getting some head tonight. Don't even get that one. Are you a toaster? Because I'm looking for something to take a bath with tonight. Do not take a bath with a toaster, right? You want to know my favourite tea? I'm looking at her shanty. Ow, I just bit my lip. Can you kiss it and make it better? That's some Riz from Abigail. And then she writes, some more Riz. And then what else she says is, kiss me if I'm wrong, but the earth is sure flat. You must be my lucky charm, because you're magically delicious. This date has been a big bowl of frosted flakes. It's great. Hey, I'm sorry to bother you, but my phone must be broken because it doesn't seem to have your number in it. Do you believe in love at first sight, or do I have to walk by again? And then I replied to him, lol, good Riz. That's my ADHD best friend, guys. Have you heard enough? Or?
I think that's a good amount of things there from Abby.
Silence in a classroom and take your hat off. Have you made your homework already? Let's look at it.
I did it on the bus on the way in, miss.
Yeah, I can see it from your handwriting.
Well, welcome back to the second part of this episode of Can I Finish?
Yes.
Miss Valaba.
Yes. Did you know that Finland was one of the highest scorers in PISA program for international student assessments? Finland was one of the countries that scored highest in that thing.
So that is a scale of what, like how good the education is there?
Yes.
I see. And it was number 2.
In 2006.
Wow.
And already placed 13th in 2015. But we're still 4th in reading.
That's good.
That's good. But come on, there's so many countries and people in Finland are talking like, oh, our PISA score has dropped and crashed and we're shit. Like we're still 13th.
That's still really high.
It's really good. It's not the second, but it's...
No.
But it's okay.
So where is the UK on that list of yours?
You're not on it.
Not on it at all. What does it go down to?
I can't remember.
Wow. I think that's surprising.
That you're sixth.
I think there's a lot of brain boxes in the UK.
What does it mean?
As in like, what does it mean, brain box? How do I explain
this? Aivolaatikko.
Smarty pants.
Right.
Like, there's loads of smart people. So
is it? Is there?
You've heard of Oxford and Cambridge, haven't you?
I have, but is there a brain leakage from the country to other countries?
Maybe. Okay, so Oxford and Cambridge, very good. I think Durham, very good.
And Hogwarts. like it's amazing, I heard.
Right at the top of the country is Hogwarts. I think, I don't know, maybe it depends whether it's based on like secondary education or like university. I think our education system used to be better when it cost like $3,000 to go to uni. And now it costs like $9,000 a year.
That's so much money.
So much money.
You've paid that money.
Well, no. I mean, I'm supposed to have paid it, but...
All right.
Because you like, there's no way that I could ever afford to go to university. So it's all done in loans.
Of course.
But the way that the interest works,
yeah,
I will probably never pay that off.
Really?
And also, it was a bloody waste of time. Shout out to Birmingham City University, you absolute cesspit. It was rubbish. It was my university was pointless. It was a real, real waste of money. So if I'd gone to university at the time when I should have done,
mm-hmm,
in that would have been 2010,
right?
Then I would have only have paid $3,000 a year.
Right.
But as I mentioned before the break,
mm-hmm,
I was kicked out of one college. I then went to another college,
yeah,
and then was asked to leave that after 6 months.
Okay, what did you do? How do you get... kicked out of college?
I didn't do anything like naughty. I was just, because my college was attached to my secondary school.
Yeah.
So it was the same school that I'd gone to for the last 5 years. Just now I had to wear a suit. So like, it was really silly. You sort of like want to feel like an adult.
Was it just a Tesco suit?
No, that one was unwearable.
But I think is it why they ask you to leave?
That boy stinks all the time. No, I think I was like wearing like one of my dad's suits or something like that.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, it was just stupid because you went to school, but you were wearing a suit and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I was lazy.
Right.
And I had no direction. So okay. I just messed around.
You skipped school?
Yeah, a lot.
All right.
Messed around, skipped school. And it's because like... No, I didn't think anyone was really that bothered that I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, and I had just started working,
mm-hmm,
at a supermarket. So I was like, I'm earning money. I don't need to be here. This is stupid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, those great ideas.
Yeah. So I failed my exams. So I couldn't carry on to the second year. And on results day, instead of going and like... eating my fate, as it were. I was in Spain on holiday.
Living your life.
Yeah. I was actually in a wheelchair because I'd really messed up my back. But that is a story for another time.
All right.
So I didn't go to that results day. So I got kicked out. And then I went... My mum was like, oh, you need to be in education. And I ended up doing health and social care.
Right.
For like 6 months.
So you'd become a social worker?
Yeah.
Or a nurse?
Yeah. I was doing like, I was working, I was volunteering in an old people's home.
Right.
So I was doing that. So I was there like 6 months and then I don't even really remember what I was doing there. And then I got kicked out of there as well. So then fast forward about 5 years later is when eventually I went to university, mm-hmm, when I discovered my passion for audio.
Amazing. And you're doing so good with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I So you've had also not so traditional school bath.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I went the long way around.
This gives hope for kids not knowing what they want to do.
You're in year 9, you're 13 years old, you need to pick what you do for GCSEs, which is like the subjects that you do when you're 14, 15, which then those subjects impact what you can do at A level, what you can study at college, and then what you can then study at university. So
awful.
If you're picking at 13 what you want to do, it's like,
I want to like read magazines and put lip gloss on. That's yeah, what I want to do.
Absolutely. I want to like smoke cigs and kiss girls. Like, yeah. I don't know if there is a
Can you still choose that? That sounds amazing.
I mean, apparently they don't let you do that anymore.
God damn it.
God. Oh, to be. Oh, 2006. So yeah, non-traditional ways of going through school. And I think if you feel like you have chosen the wrong path, it is definitely not too late. Like, you've got people don't really realize how much sort of working life you have ahead of you.
Exactly.
You can do a career and change career every 10 years.
Absolutely. In the best and worst scenario, life is really, really long.
Yes. God. This podcast is really long.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Last week on the podcast, we asked if there were any teachers in your school that had a nickname. And we also posted it to our Instagram pages.
Yeah.
And people sent some great suggestions. Now, let's go back to last week.
Let's go. Let's do that.
I said that there was a teacher that had a nickname, and I wouldn't reveal it last week, but I said I'd reveal it today. I don't know if this is mean or not.
Hey, I want to talk about this because often people say that kids are mean and kids are cruel. And when it comes to teacher nicknames for teachers, of course, it can seem that, but we have to remember that when adults say that kids are mean or cruel, we think about the kids with our adult morality.
Yeah.
Kids don't have adults and morality. They're just figuring out like how to be functional human beings and how to joke about things. And if you're a kid and you want like social acceptance from your classmates, of course you joke about, for example, teachers, and I'm A-okay with that. I would love to know what my nickname is.
Oh yeah.
I think it's probably like moles.
Moles?
Because I have so many moles in my face and my neck and something like that. Or tits or something like
I wish my nickname was Tits. That's well good.
It's often something character or appearance related.
Yeah. Well, let me introduce you to Mrs. No Job. Or just No Job.
Okay. So, elaborate, please.
So this was a woman who worked in our school, and she was a like science technician.
Right.
So she walked around. So we had one building that was just for all that were where you went to have your science lessons and with all the Bunsen burners and the taps and the gas and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And she worked in there. If you got chewing gum on your trousers, you had to go to her and she would like freeze off the chewing gum. And
what?
Okay. Nobody knew what she did. Everyone was like, what is
she? Sounds like a janitor.
No, she was like she would sometimes like take lessons as well. But I cannot tell you for the life of me what her name was. Huh. Everyone just called her No Job. It's like she doesn't do anything. She's just walking around in a white coat. So like we got told that we had to stop referring to her as No Job because it got back to her. But like this was a thing that got passed down through years and years. Right, it wasn't like our class that came up with it. This was a thing like when you start doing like those science classes in that building, look out for No Job. I think because
strict,
and I think because the kids had been calling a No Job for like 5 years, she just hated it, all the children. Then I moved into my dad moved into this new house and we drove past her and I saw her in her outside clothes and it freaked me out. And I was like, oh, No Job's got an outside life. She doesn't just live in school, which is what I'd presumed up to that point.
That's also that's so terrifying. to kids and adults to see teachers in like in a supermarket like what?
What are you doing here?
What you're buying? Beer? Oh my god.
You have a life?
It's so funny. I have to tell you that we, when I was 13, we had this biology teacher who I think we gave the name, our classroom, or the like our fellow students in other classes. Her name was Coprophilia. But she earned that.
How? What the hell would she do?
Well, I greetings to her. I hope you're still alive. I think she had this huge box with tiny lockers in that box.
Okay.
And the glass on top. Tiny boxes next to each other that you can look into.
Mm-hmm.
And all the boxes, tiny boxes, were filled with different poo. Like lizard poo, some other animals. And she was throwing this, her collection of different poos, because she was a biology teacher and of course interested about the subject. But that's how she earned a nickname.
And she collected them herself?
Yes.
Wow.
But
as an adult, I'm like, that's really cool. As a kid, I'm like, I would rip the shit out of you for that.
Exactly. And I'm not traumatized by this, but as a fellow teacher, I'm now questioning her choice to tell all our class this next thing. She had this really special collectible item in that box. You know, my name is Inka, and there's also this native people in Southern America who are called Incas.
Okay.
So our teacher said that this most valuable possession of her collection is Inka's celebratory poo that's mummified, that is like from Peru or something. I'm sitting there in as 13-year-old.
Oh, no.
Listening to that, Inka's mummified celebration poo is the crown jewel of your collection. I'm like, great, I'm gonna have amazing time in school this week. Did we get any nicknames from our listeners?
We did. We have got from Samika, a teacher in their secondary school, Tanga Tanya, because she wore thongs once.
This is so funny. We actually called our old English teacher Niti Panta, this spiked collar, because she wore spiked collar once, and she was like 50. And we're like, whoa, that's radical. And she were called Niti Panta after that.
So Tanga Tanya.
All right, yeah. She had it coming. Okay, I got, my friend sent me also a text.
Yeah.
And she said they had a teacher whose nickname was 152.
152.
Yeah, that refers to their height.
I love that.
One listener sent us a message that they had this biology teacher notoriously mortified during sex ed classes. Okay, notoriously mortified during sex ed classes, so they called her Sexy Seiya. Sexy. Okay.
My favourite teacher at PE was a Scottish man called Mr. Gadsby.
Oh, yes, Ground Scraper Willie at your school.
Mr. Gadsby was it was hard to really put an age on him.
Right.
He was anywhere between sort of 55 and 120. He was just an old, he'd been there since the dawn of time, and he was proper old school. And this one day we had inter-house football. So we had different houses in our school, like Hogwarts. So I was
a real thing.
Oh yeah, I was a part of Burley Hall, and we were going against Lord Mothersill, and the other house was Roundtree Wrigley. Why are you shaking your head for?
That's That's weird.
No, it's not. Those are the houses in my school. So you do inter-house sports and there would be like a tournament and each house would play each other and all the different year groups. So like the year sevens in Burley Hall would play the year sevens in Lord Mothersill and whatever. And then there'd be points allocated and there'd be champions in different sports. And I was playing football in year nine, so like my third year. And I broke my ankle while playing football. I stuck my boot into the ground. And actually, listener to this podcast, he can have his first big up. I'm not going to give him a big up, but Bryn Jones basically followed in and broke my ankle. Because the ground, it got stuck in and he made a tackle, broken ankle. Anyway, so the ambulance comes onto the field and takes me away.
Right.
And they're giving me like gas and air. And I'm like... I'm high, basically. And Mr. Gadsby pops his head round the door and goes, "That's better than crack, son." And that's all I remember before I passed out and went to hospital. So that's why he was one of my favourite teachers. Well, I think I'm going to give us a star for today's podcast. We did really well. We applied ourselves. And there was a couple of... A bit of room for improvement. Less swearing, probably.
Again, talking about the poo.
Hey, it wasn't me this time.
But when we talk about our podcast in general way, there is a lot of talking about the poo or other that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of toilet talk.
I think I've infiltrated your brain in that, though. I feel that's...
It's your fault. Not mine at all.
At all.
In Finland, we say 10 pistettä ja papukaija merkki.
That's lovely. I don't know what you said, but I loved it.
10 points and a parrot sticker.
Well, 10 points and a parrot sticker to everyone who has listened today. If you haven't, please subscribe to the show to get the newest episodes. I love that, 10 points and a parrot sticker. Newest episodes, yeah, give us a 5-star rating if you want. There's an algorithm. I don't understand it. If you listen to us on Spotify, check out the Q&A and the poll that is featured on each episode. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can email at caninfinish@gmail.com. Finish has two N's. You banana. Inka, have you got a book?
I have to promote my book. Yes, again, please. I suppose. Intakustannus.fi. You can pre-order Bimbafikaatio for a cheap price of $24.90 with my and Taika's signature, and the book comes out 28th of September. It can be yours then. And if you order the book from the intakustannus.fi, you have 20% off if you use the code BIMBOFIKAATIO.
For me, Wrestling in the Kitchen, I just put up a new video. I cooked some loaded mushrooms yesterday, and they were, well, I'll let you watch the video and you can see how they turned out.
Mushrooms that you put something inside of them. Was it good?
Thanks for watching my videos.
Sorry about it.
Also, if you are going to All In at Wembley this weekend, I will see you there. I will be back in the UK.
Wembley
Stadium, baby.
What's there?
What do you mean, what's there? The wrestling is on at Wembley, 80,000 plus. I'm going to be with my people.
What wrestling? Like classic Italian style?
Italian
style? The Romans.
No. Oh no, not like Greco-Roman wrestling. No. We're talking professional wrestling, baby.
Like SmackDown style.
Oh, no, you're getting wrestling wrong. All Elite Wrestling, they're an alternative to WWE. They're cooler. We've got the Young Bucks, Adam Cole and MJF. And Sting. Sting's going to be there. Not
the police.
No, not him. That really would be an alternative. Here's aging rocker Sting versus Peter Gabriel.
I don't know these names, all these places, or nothing. But hey, you seem excited. I'm happy for you.
Incredibly excited. This is my birthday present for this year.
Wembley. Isn't that the arena where there's like tennis?
No, you're thinking of Wimbledon.
Oh, right.
Wembley is like a stadium of 80,000 seats where the football is. England right. play there.
It's Wimbledon also in UK?
Yes.
Okay.
It's also in London. That's where the tennis is.
And Westminster Abbey.
Yeah, no sports happens there. That's where the politics happens.
With the double wheeze.
And West Ham is a football team.
Right.
And Wimbledon, the football team, is also a thing. But
and
there's
Wild
also
Wild West is a movie where Will Smith was.
Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperados, Rough Riders. Now you don't want nada.
To that movie, not to Will Smith, probably.
Oh, no. We'll shout out the movie Wild Wild West.
Yes.
And also, I didn't do it before, but I officially would like to give a shout out to Jack Pike for that brilliant email of correspondence we got at the start of the show.
I was moved when I read it.
Genuinely, I was also moved. Thank you, Jack. Official shout out on Can I Finish, and shout out to the film Wild Wild West.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Can I Finish? Please subscribe to Can I Finish? Please, okay? On Insta, TikTok, podcasts, Spotify, all that jazz wickamah. Music in this episode comes from Matt Large and Sarah, the instrumentalist, courtesy of Epidemic Sound. Our artwork is by Peppuccini. Thank you.
Can I finish?
Travis is a baby mouth.
Travis is a baby mouth. A baby mouth.